This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. Members of the Legislative Bush Caucus last week in a lunch and learn session on rural sanitation were told about $900 million is needed to build, replace, and maintain rural sanitation systems. Last year, the state put about $9 million and federal agencies put $51 million toward rural sanitation in Alaska. The combined $60 million is less than half of allocations 10 years ago. David Beveridge, the Director of Project Management at the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, or ANTHC, says Alaska is competing with other states for its share of a shrinking pool of federal funding.
If you look through the Build Safe Water Program, it gets matched with federal dollars on a 75% ratio. So for every $25, the federal government will kick in the $75. So that's been a big component of the funding in Alaska, and that's gone down.
The issue is one of public health, according to Bill Griffith, the facility program manager for Village Safe Water with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He told legislators recent studies show Alaskans without clean water and flush toilets experience dramatically higher rates of hospitalization for respiratory diseases such as pneumonia.
Those rates were anywhere from 5 times greater to 11 times greater in villages in Alaska with less than 10% of homes served.
And Griffith says a significant number of Alaskan communities are unserved or underserved.
There's about 30 villages around the state that still don't have running water and sewer to any homes, coupled with about a dozen or so communities that have what we call small haul systems, where they use trailers and to bring water to homes, and then they use different trailers to pick up sewage.
Now the effects of climate change are adding to the magnitude of the issue. Gavin Dixon manages a rural energy initiative for ANTHC.
We're at NOAATAC right now, where part of the ground under the water plant is frozen and part of it is becoming unfrozen. And there's 15 inches of differential settlement in the facility, so the building is cracking and falling apart. So it's an issue that's happening now, and it's happening in a lot of different communities.
Dixon says energy audits show that investments of an average of $80,000 per community for little fixes would return much more in energy cost savings in just 4 or 5 years. He says those savings would boost local economies and cut state spending for power cost equalization subsidies. Representative Neil Foster of Nome says improved rural sanitation would boost the state's economy. Also, he says legislators would create an uproar if they experienced the same conditions.
Boy, if we ever took every toilet out of this building, you know, it would be a revolution. We wouldn't stand for people essentially living in a third world type situation. And so I think it's something that needs to be made a priority. I think that we have to bring the people, you know, at the lowest rungs up before we can kind of move forward as a state.
Agencies and tribes are collaborating to improve operator training and reduce operation costs, and they're working with the private sector to create innovative designs well-suited to Arctic conditions. Alaska Airlines has resumed regular service after volcanic eruptions in Russia led to several flight cancellations over the weekend. Flights to and from Nome and Bethel were canceled Saturday due to reduced visibility. A spokesperson said this morning no flights were canceled Sunday and none are expected today due to ash emissions. The Russian Volcano Observatory today reports continued unrest, but little to no ash emissions from 3 volcanoes on the Kamchatka Peninsula. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.